Hello, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship. And if you're new to the program, I'll just do a quick introduction. The Lightship comes here once every 2,000 years. And the last time it was here was when Jesus walked the earth. And it was here to teach, to help Jesus in his teaching and healings for the people who were going to be ascending at that time frame, 2,000 years ago. And we're here again this night to do some healing on all of you. So if you're brand new to the program, just click on Creation Lightship Healing. And there's a light beam there that can show up after you get on the site. Go down maybe about an inch or so on your scroll bar. And we're going to do some water charging tonight. So we'll just start that off maybe in about 5 minutes or so. So I'd like everyone to get a glass of water. And we'll do some entity clearing during this process here as you're getting your glass of water ready. So we're first going to be working on your left leg, clearing out energies from that. And these are entities, emotional bodies of people who passed on. They normally attach to our pain. So if you have any pain in your body, in one of your legs, or anywhere in your body, there's a very good possibility that you have attracted these entities to you, unfortunately, and they actually come for a healing, but a lot of times they come into our waking consciousness and they don't leave. So we're going to release these from you now, and during this healing process, you should more than likely feel your body getting a little heavier, a little denser possibly, and that's true as your spirit enters your body. When you're out of your body, you're very light, kind of airy feeling, and when you're home, you're kind of solid. So we're just taking away entities now from your left leg, and we'll bring back these parts of you, your spirit, that have left from these pain and traumas that you have experienced. Remember, the light only works with love energy, which is what your spirit is. And so anything that's in judgment, or, you know, any kind of physical pain, any traumas, you naturally pop out. And sometimes if the traumatic situation is just too much and your spirit gets overloaded, that fragment that's looking out of your eyes at the time, and it could be many, many fragments in each moment, then parts of you start to leave. And then once you're gone, then that leaves a void, and all of a sudden more entities can come into you. So this is why you should always stay with your body, stay home if you can. Tell your spirit that you don't want to leave at night. And try to always be present. This is where your spiritual guidance is. And without your spirit being with you, it's very, very hard to have physical healings because your spirit is the conduit for the energy coming into your energetic bodies for healing, including your physical body. So we're going to bring in more of your spirit now into your left leg. And I'll just start to count to 10 as you come in more. And you may just kind of focus on that area and just see how you feel. So here we go. You're coming back into your body now, and your spirit is being healed from these traumas as you're coming in. So coming in, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And coming in a little stronger here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we're going to go over to your left leg and do the same process, releasing these energies, these entities from you. And there we go. Some are leaving. I can feel them leave now as they go on their way back to the earth energy. So these are earth energies that was created by the earth spirit. It was not created by the light ship. And coming back in now, and we'll count to 10 again. As you re-enter your body, and your spirit in your heart center is also helping with this process. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. That feels very good. Now we're going to work on your pelvis area, your hip joint, and release entities from that. So if you have a problem maybe with a pinched nerve or something too, you can request your spirit to go into that area also. You might have a lower back problem, and this can also help you with healing. So releasing entities here. Remember, they get attracted to your pain. That's why they come in. So here we go. Coming back in more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, next we're going to be working kind of with your abdominal area. It'll be all above the waist, up to your shoulders. We'll do your shoulders and your arms after this here. And this is going to help to heal your internal organs. So if you have concerns there, again, request your healing. And you're coming more in right now as we're releasing these energies from you. And coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Great. And now we're going to go to your left shoulder and your left arm. And taking away entities there that have collected. Okay, here we go. Being released and bringing more of you into your body there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And next will be your right shoulder and your right arm. Getting rid of some more entities here. And coming more into your body now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Great. Now we're going to be working with your neck. And release some more entities out of your neck. And again, just kind of relax. Nothing for you to do. Just kind of tune in and just see how this healing is helping you. You're probably starting to feel more relaxed right now. And releasing energies, and here comes more of your spirit. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And more is coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now we'll do your whole head. In fact, we'll just focus on your left ear. So you can focus there, and we'll take out entities out of your left ear. There we go, coming out, and out, and out. Good, and bringing more of your spirit in that location for healing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we'll do your left eye. There we go. Releasing more energies out of your left eye here. And here we go. Coming back in now with more of your spirit energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now we'll go to the right side. And we're going to do your right ear. Taking away entities from there. Good. And do your right eye now. Good. Coming out. And now we're going to bring in more of your spirit there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we're going to do your whole head area. There we go. In fact, looks like people have maybe a sore throat condition. So let's do the throat area. Take the entities out of your throat. Okay, good. And we'll also work with your sinuses now. Boy, a lot of energy there. Wow. Whoa, heck, you on. A lot of energy. Okay. Let's get you more into your body there for healing. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now we're going to work with your whole head, your brain, your skull. Here we go, taking away entities. And coming in, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So you should feel probably more relaxed. You might have a sensation of maybe your body tingling, maybe warmth going through your body. Your body might be vibrating, pulsing. This is all part of a healing process as you re-enter your body and come in. Our next part of the healing session, what we're going to do is a chakra alignment. So we always start with the heart center first, and you may feel energies move in your body. Here we go. Perfect. And moving up to your throat chakra. Good. And now we're going to your third eye. Good. Going back down to your power chakra. Great. Second chakra. Good. And first chakra. Wonderful. And we're going to do an opening now. So if you wish to have your chakras open, we can do that for you. We'll go to body width to give you a lot of energy coming into your body. So here we go. Coming with an opening process here. I'll use the word spin to open up your chakras. So we're starting. So spin, 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 spin. This is your heart. Spin, 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 open. Moving up to your throat chakra. Spin, 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 open. And third eye. Spin, 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 open. Going back down to your power chakra. Spin, 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 open. And second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 open. And next we're going to be looking at the wonderful mind to heart drop. And for those who are new on the program, what this does is connect your awakening consciousness, your thoughts in your head, basically, will be now working in your heart center. So you're going to be able to tune in and listen to your spirit. And this is where people hopefully get to when they do meditation. So here we go. Going down, and just think of an elevator. The 10th floor would be your awakening consciousness, say your forehead, where your thoughts are, and the first floor is your heart center. So we're dropping down. I'll do this slow at first so you can actually feel this energetic mental body dropping down into your heart. So think of the 10th floor now. So 10th floor now is dropping down to 9. Just feel the energy shift. Going down now to 8. There we go. And now 8 to 7. And now we're going to 6. And 5. And you should feel your awakening consciousness about halfway down, maybe around your chin area here. Maybe your throat. Okay, going down now to your 4th. Number 4 here, and now number 3, and 2, and now you're number 1 in your heart center. So I'll do that a couple more times for the people that need a little more assistance here. And this is a channel that will be opened up for you that you can use whenever you wish. And your spirit is helping do this here. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, dropping down, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now you're in your heart. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. That feels very nice. So just kind of sit there for a second and maybe examine how you feel. We'll just have some silence here so that you're able to relax and experience this for about a minute and communicate with your spirit. Small, still voice that you have in your heart center. Okay. What we're going to be doing next here is working with your other energetic bodies. Just stay in your heart, and we're going to be connecting you more completely and aligning your energetic bodies that are created and create your physical body structure. These are many, many holograms. And the light ship is going to be putting these into alignment for you. And we go with the percentages, so we're going to go from 0 to 10%. And you probably won't feel anything until we hit about 90. So again, just kind of relax. And that's in alignment. Now we're going to go from 10 to 20%. And that's feeling good. Okay. And 20 to 30%. Okay. And 30 to 40%. Feels good. And 40 to 50%. And 50 to 60%. And 60 to 70%. And you may start to feel something now if you're really, really in tune. And 70 to 80%. And 80 to 90%. And now we'll go 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, and 100. So what we can do next is do some water charging here. So I'd like you to take your container of water, your glass of water that you have. And we'll have the light beam charge the water for you. These energies are connected heart to heart. And you may start to feel the light beam energy assist you with this as she comes into your heart center. And she'll start to move down your arms and put one hand on each side of your water container and just hold it in front of you. And right now the water activation is beginning. And if you're new, you may feel your hands buzzing and pulsating, getting warm possibly. You might be able to see your auric field changing around your fingertips as this light beam gives you what you need right now as far as light cold frequencies to enhance your healing. And we have probably about 10 seconds to go here. And 5 seconds. Okay, so have a drink of water. I'm going to have some right now myself to see how it tastes. Mine's very smooth. Everyone has normally their own sensation. Sometimes the water becomes sweeter. People who have actually used tap water have commented that the chlorine was taken out of the water. And we do water sessions for people every Wednesday. And if you're interested in having 4 weeks of water, the cost is $60 a month. And we do that on a conference call that you call into. It's a line out of New York, and it starts at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time, and it's about an hour and, say, 45 minutes, on the telephone. We do a half an hour healing before that, and then about maybe 45 minutes. It'll be less than that, so, yeah, around 45 minutes for water charging and a half an hour healing. And here we go. We're going to be doing another healing, And a lot of people have troubles with their feet and ankles. So what we're going to do, since your spirit is in your body more fully right now, we're going to have your spirit enter those lower extremities here. So in order to do this, we're going to have you come out of your body just instantly and come back in again. And we're going to have your spirit come back in through your feet. So here we go. And there's no fear about this, about leaving your body. It's protected very nicely by the light chip. So here we go. We're going to be coming out and in through the bottom of your feet, ankles, knees, waist, and now you're in your body. And coming out and coming in again, same way. Bottom of your feet, ankles, knees, waist. There we go. And so I'll just use the word out and in, and out and in, and out and in, 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 out and in. I'm yawning. Boy, somebody has a lot of energy going into their legs. Out and in. This works real well for cold feet. Out and in, 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 out and in. Okay, and I see some people haven't been in their body properly. So I'll describe how this happens. If you get startled and you have to come back because you're out of your body. Remember, when you're startled, it means that you're out of your body. And the worst thing is, like, if you have an alarm clock that's very noisy and you're in deep sleep and the alarm clock goes off, and then all of a sudden your spirit hears that and your body now needs to be protected by the spirit, your spirit. So it comes in and it is like a crash landing. It comes in as whatever way it can to you. But once it kind of burns those the trail of being improperly in your body, it'll come in that way ever more. So I see some people are turned sideways a little bit. Some people are like to the left side more than the right. I see a person online who's actually 90 degrees off in their body. So we're going to be working with that right now. So whatever way you are, we're going to put you in your body properly. So here we go. What I'm going to do is count to 10 to command your spirit to come in properly. And the light chip is doing this healing for you. And so just kind of take note on how you feel. And you're going to sense that your spirit is actually turning inside of your body. Now, this is for the people who are in crooked. There are people out there who are actually in their body upside down. But we're going to work with the ones first that are just in your body, turned to the left or the right. So here we go. And just take note how you feel. It's going to feel kind of strange for most of you, but when you're in your body properly, it'll feel right for you. But this process of moving your spirit is quite interesting. So here we go. I'm counting to 10 as you move little degrees over. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There. Now you should be in your body properly. Now for those who are in their body upside down, which means that your head is at your feet, we're going to reverse that for you and get you in your body properly. This is only going to affect a couple people out there listening. So we're going to take you out of your body. I'll do the same process. We'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You're out now. Coming back in properly. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That should be a very nice experience for all of you now. Remember that this is a common occurrence. One way to tell if you're really out of your body and you don't really notice it is if you get startled a lot, if you hear a loud noise, a popping sound, or maybe somebody is maybe walking behind you and they see something loud and you jump a little bit, or maybe somebody like drops a box and that loud noise scares you or pops a balloon. Well, if any of that has occurred to you, which we probably all have had that experience, that means that we're out of our body. And we jerk when our spirit comes flying back in again. Remember, your spirit's here to protect and to help you and to guide you. And so when it first hears with your ears that noise, that problem that's around you. Your spirit thinks that it's there to harm you, so it has to come in instantly to give you spiritual guidance and protection, because it doesn't want the body harmed. You may not ever listen to your spirit. That's another whole story, but it has to come in to help you. And so this is why your body jerks, and you probably have seen kids do this all the time. If you clap your hands around a group of people, and you just hear, you know, they're doing something, and the children jump or the adults jump, then the ones that jump are out of their body. So when they're out of their body, whoever's talking to them at that time, they're talking to an entity. Isn't that nice? And so you're just wasting your words with somebody when they're not in their body, because that recall of information is normally not recorded in the brain. And so that happens a lot with people. And you can always tell by looking at their eyes. So what you could do, if you wish, is to check out your eyes after this program, because you're in your body more fully now than what you were. And your eyes should look very bright. You should see like a depth inside of your eyes, much like the light beam that would be on your monitor screen. As you look in, and the people who are, I'll use the word more spiritual typically, their eyes will be brighter. And being more spiritual just means that they're in their body more. They may not understand anything on spirituality, but at least they're not home. I mean, they're home and they're not out of their body. So they're able to connect more with their spirit if they choose to do so. And people who have glossed over eyes, if you're trying to communicate with them, it's probably a lost cause. If you have looked at the different photographs on TV or elsewhere of people who've been in jail and or in prison, their eyes are always glossed over. They're run by entities, and entities are having a great time with that body, and the poor body's suffering, going through a situation that it doesn't really want to do, but it's forced to do that. And this is why most people who are convicted of a crime will say, I didn't do that. Well, that's true. The spirit that's in the body, that's protecting the body, that was born in the body, did not do that. And the person is telling you the truth because the entity left. But the poor body's held accountable for its actions. So that's one of the odd things that happened here. Let's see, what can we do next here? I'm going to do a sample of the emotional clearing for everyone. This is needed by everyone on the planet here. If you wish to get more into your body, because remember, your spirit will not come in through traumas. So we're going to go from this point in time, because the traumas are imprinted onto your spirit, imprinted onto your emotional body, and imprinted into your physical body, which can cause you physical illnesses on down the line someplace. So here we go. We're going from this point in time to your last birthday. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next you're back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And another year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And another year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. I'll do one more year here. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. So what this healing has just done for you, it's about 80% completed. It can never be 100% because I have to go through your whole lifetime to do the clearing to get you 100% cleared out of these traumas. But what is done is done, and it's a permanent clearing. And if you look upon a situation in your life that you've experienced from the past, maybe go back 4 years to now, and look at that situation that maybe caused you heartache, maybe it was betrayal, maybe it was losing money, could have been maybe a divorce. You know, we have all types of things, car accidents, you know, it goes on forever. Look at a situation that you know you didn't really want to look at, only because of the trauma and maybe the fear, guilt, and pain that you're kind of experiencing through your senses. And do it right now. And you can kind of sneak up on it if you wish. And you're going to notice that it's not with you any longer. You can be able to see the event, but that gut-wrenching pain and anxiety has left you. And just keep looking at something here. Pick another topic if you wish. Remember, you're recycling the past. What we are is like a walking judgment factory of our ancestors that have programmed these energies into us. So we're living their past life in our cellular genetics right now. And what you're dealing with on the plate in front of you is all of their traumas. And unfortunately, the body wants to heal that so it can do the ascension. And this is why you have things come up in your life now, because your body wants to heal itself. And it takes you to come forward to want to do the work. And the best place to be is to be in a place of non-judgment. That way you can hold more spirit energy into your body. So I'm going to have a drink of my water right now. You may want to have another sip of yours. Boy, that's good. Goes down instantly. And I'm going to do a feeling body clearing now. The feeling body is like icing on the cake for a lot of people. Most people will experience the emotional clearing as a relief. And then when they have a feeling body clearing, it's like, wow, there's some more stuff there. And then I have other people, which are a small percentage, that don't really feel the emotions because they live in their feelings. And so here we go. This is your feeling body. Remember, it's energetic. It's invisible, too. And it stores, like a sponge, all the negative feelings that you've experienced, and the positive ones, too. But mainly, you know, we relate to negative events in our life as far as traumas. So the good stuff we don't always bring up. We're always dealing with something. And we're dealing with something normally is traumatic for us. So here we go. Feeling body clearing from this point in time to your last birthday. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, one full year. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, one full year. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And another year. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. So again, just to look at those situations again, and they're going to be a little more further distant to you. It'd be like trying to find them with binoculars. And when I go to expos, a lot of people who I do this for, they look at me sometimes strangely, like with a big question mark on their face, and I say, well, how did you experience this healing? And they go, man, I just can't find it. You know, I had this situation, and, you know, it bothered me a lot. I've been carrying it for like 10 years or so, and, man, it's gone. And this is what the healing does. Now, we'll go to the other end of the scale. Here we'll go to a mental clearing. So typically, women are emotional, and men are more mental. And so the mental clearing also works for both sexes. But the women might feel possibly more with the emotional clearing as compared to the mental. So here we go. Same process, and this is a whole different set of life being doctors. Remember, each one of you right now probably has between 3 to 6 of them working with you to help with this clearing process. And this is a whole different team, and they're ready to start right now. So same process. This is like defragmenting your home computer, and it allows you to have faster thoughts. Sometimes the mind chatter goes away. Here we go. From this point in time to your last birthday, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next year back, one full year. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next year back, one full year. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And again, one more year we'll do. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. So just take a look. That may be a situation, too, that you dealt with. Just think of something that you have to use your mental faculties a lot. And just see how your information is. Go to some information gathering, you know, inside of your mind. You need to put stuff together quickly, mentally. See if your thoughts are faster. They should be. And just see if your mind is a little bit quieter now than what it was before. So I'll just give you some silence here so you can experience this healing. It's very profound. Okay, and we'll do another healing here. We'll have the light beam bring in some energies for a pain body clearing. And people who suffered a lot of chronic pain, this body is overloaded also. And remember, every energy that you've ever experienced in your life is always with you, because you have to change the energy signature, the form of the energy. You may want to call it being out of balance to being back into balance, but whatever way you look at that, the energy needs to be put back into spiritual harmony and balance. And so here we go. This is your pain body. If you had a pain when you were 2 years of age, the energy is probably still with you. It's just covered up by, you know, a whole bunch of Band-Aids, and at some point it could come out. So here we go. We're just going to go back 5 years, though. So if you had chronic pain at all for the last 5 years, or maybe hit your finger with a hammer or something, that energy is still with you in your pain body. We want to release that now. Remember, light can attract light, and so your pain body may want to bring an event to you to re-experience that pain over again. And that can be kind of scary, so you want to have, you know, clearings to release these energies. So here we go. The pain body clearing. Same process from this point in time to your last birthday. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next year back, one full year. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, one full year. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more year. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. There we go. And remember, we have some requests to have some of the planetary energies disconnected from people here. This will be just a momentary disconnection here. And it may last you for maybe a few hours here. I do a special healing with that after you have a bunch of clearings. Emotional body, your mental body, your sensory clearing, which clears out all of your past lives on this planet. And then we do a Form 1 Master Set. And part of that is disconnecting you from 13 major planetary energies that are cording your body. And remember, the dark side is doing this to you. These energies, you know, it's very interesting to me how, you know, your horror. I like to put the extra letters in that word, because they pick the right word. And your horoscope that you can read every day is how these planets are taking away your free will for life and injecting into you frequencies to change your consciousness so that you're actually being controlled by planets. And most of these planets actually connect to your physical body organs. So this is very detrimental. When I release these from people, I'd say probably 80% of the women that I work with who are very intuitive, including men, but mainly women are who normally come forth to have these clearings, they start to feel maybe this energy being released from their ovaries. Maybe they had pain in their ovaries for their whole life, and often they think, oh, man, that pain is gone. Or maybe kidneys, or maybe they had a lung problem. Maybe they had an ulcer in their stomach, and now they go, man, this thing is much less pain in me. So anyway, this is what happens. So this is how the dark side is controlling you. Isn't that nice? And it's right in our face, right in our consciousness every day. But yet nobody understands it. until you really start looking at what's actually happening. So here we go. I'm going to release four planets from you. Who they are, what they are, makes no difference. They could be physical to us, and they could be invisible. So what I'm going to do is count from 10 backwards to 1. And the reason why I do all the counting is to command the energy. So I'm doing sequences of 10. You know, I could do, for some people who are really want to feel, I could probably count to 100, but that would be kind of ridiculous. But 10 normally is good enough. And I could do it instantly without even counting, but that would not, people would not understand that. So here we go. I could just snap my finger and it would be done instantly. But we're going to do the counting here. So here we go. So planetary energy number 1, that's taking away your free will. Here we go. And just tune into your body. Put out your psychic radar right now from your spirit. Say, Spirit, I really want to know where this thing is attached to me. Can you please help me? Here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and released. Disconnected. And tune in now to see where you're feeling the pressure out of your body. Okay, planetary energy number 2. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and released and disconnected from you. There we go. Oh, I can feel my breathing changing here. Some people had it in their lungs, it feels like. Okay, and planetary energy number 3. Here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and released and disconnected. And that, somehow it feels like around my second chakra area, I'm feeling like intestinal energies here, that aspect here. Here we go. Maybe power chakra. And the last one here, number 4. Wait for the light beings to get ready. Okay, it takes a special team to do this for you. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and released, and disconnected. Oh, boy. So you can now sense what's happening to you. You may have a lot more energy surging into your body right now. You might feel a big relief. And this, again, is the dark side, you know, which looks great, you know, when you think about having your natal chart done, because you're very, very curious to see what's in store for you for your life. You know, but they don't switch it over to, gee, you're having your chart done because you want to see how the dark side is controlling you and how it's taking away your free will. And you go, then, well, I thought I was conceived in love and light. And they would say, well, yeah, you were, but we're controlling you now because you're in a prison planet. And we're now keeping track of you. And we're putting in special implants in you for these planets to activate at certain times in your life so that you can be controlled more. They don't really tell you that, but this is what's actually happening. And remember, the light is only in the now. If you're not in the now, you're not in the light. And at that point, you're in the mind energy. And like I say in most of the shows, you're in the mindset of mind control, which is being taught by a lot of the New Age churches. Unfortunately, they're talking about the mind, how you can change your thoughts to control your reality. A lot of the motivational speakers are doing this and making lots of money at that because your mind is very powerful. But remember, when you're changing your mind and consciousness, it's affecting somebody else's. And you're just as bad as the planets out there controlling you. And that's the way it is. You're working with collective consciousness, human race consciousness, and this energy is all mind, and it's not heart energy. Remember, when the ascension time comes, and the whole universe is dematerialized by the light shift instantly, then at that point, they are getting rid of mind energy, because that's what's controlling and taking the light out of the light frequencies. So it's very interesting on when I go to expos and I see all of these practitioners. I'd say probably, to give 1% of them credit, so I'll say 99% of the practitioners are out there talking about mind. You just look at all these books that you probably have read and heard about in the New Age. It's all about mind control, how to create things, how to use your mind, positive thoughts, which isn't bad. You know, you don't want to think negative thoughts, but the whole thing is geared on how you're a multidimensional being, and you only have one life now, period, in the light. You're not out there flying around the universe having a million experiences at once. So you are, in a sense, a multidimensional being, and you choose to have one life in that dimensional arena of these multi-dimensions. So you're not out there having multiple lives. That's one of the fallacies that they teach. And then they also come in and they say, well, the air that you're breathing is the same air of somebody else on the planet, you know, across the, you know, the Earth here. And, well, that could be true, but that has nothing to do with you physically. You know, typically, because you're living your life, doing the best that you possibly can, and you know, somebody you know, has a yawn, is that going to affect you? Typically not. Or you know, if they jump up and down or get a fan and move air, is that going to affect you over here? Well, you know, on some level, I'm sure that the energy is moving. It could take you quite a while to get to you, but is that really going to affect your life? No. So all it is just to me a lot of mental masturbation by these great minds getting away from spirituality to sidetrack and step people in their consciousness. So the whole thing is light energy. You have to be in the now to be in the light. And if you're not in the now, you're not in the light. This is why when you start doing something on a creative aspect and you love what you're doing, at that point, you're running your spirit energy, and your spirit is taking your DNA in your body, your intelligence that you have, all that you've learned in this lifetime, putting it to use, and then you're creating in the divine flow of energy from your spirit and manifesting something in the light. And this is how creations work. So the nice thing about everything is that you must know that you're never disconnected from your spirit. It's always with you. There are people who force it out of their bodies. I've seen that not too often. I probably have seen maybe a dozen people, maybe in the last maybe 10, 15 years, where you look at somebody and they're walking, and you do a double take because your spirit is either about 3 feet behind them or 3 foot in front of them walking, and you're actually seeing their signature of their body. That looks like them, but it's invisible, but it does have a presence, much like a ghost, and that's very, very trippy. But you must be in your body, and you don't want to do any type of mass meditations, putting energy out to some stargate or portal or, you know, whatever it is that people are talking about now, opening up some type of vortex to bring in light energy into the planet. All that you're connecting to by doing this is the dark side, because they want to take your energy. You know, I see this on the internet quite often. People get up and they you know, say that they were contacted by one of the archangels or, you know, God or Jesus or somebody, and that they're supposed to do this meditation, and they normally pick certain key dates. So, you know, like it could be 11-11 or 12-12, and then they pick a certain time, maybe 12-12 at 12-12 in the afternoon or 12-12 at night. So it's all, you know, the same numbers, and people get aligned with that. Remember, people have implants in them, and their implants go off to do this. And you're giving away your consciousness. Remember, when you connect to something with your heart center, thinking that you're doing something good, you're using your mind energy normally. It's not your heart. Your heart would say, why am I doing that? Why am I going against the teachings of what Jesus stated, to not to go outside of myself? And for that matter, you know, if he came down here, you know, what Christian church would really accept him? But his teachings would be, you know, go inside. You don't need a church. So, and don't pray to something outside of yourself, because the gods that people are praying to are extraterrestrial energies from other life forms, typically from the dark side, so you can pray to them to give them your energy. It's like having a bank account. How much of your bank account, of your life force energy, have you given away? We're probably all millionaires that we gave away so much, making the dark side rich. So basically, don't do any kind of mass meditations. It's very dangerous. Once you plug in and connect to that energy pool, it's a two-way street. They have your spiritual signature. And what they want to do then is steal your soul. And that happens a lot. When I do my healing work, sometimes they'll come to a point and I'll say, man, you're not here. And there's no way you're ever going to heal until those pieces of you, these little fragments of your spirit that's, stuck someplace in some dark universe, that's a soulless being that's created to take away your spiritual energy. Remember, the dark side does not go by spiritual law. So by calling upon protection, if you were to call upon the angels, etc., this is going back forever. They cannot typically help you because the dark side does not go by the light, the law of light, or spiritual law as you know it. So just by saying, no, you can't do this to me, makes no difference. That's just your mind saying that. They've already done it to you. So on a higher note here, what you want to do is always stay in your body, always ask your spirit for guidance. This is the only way that you're going to have your true identity of who you are. And stay home, keep in your body, tell your spirit to come back to yourself so that you don't have any damage done to your spirit and have it stolen from you. And your spirit is all that's there. When you don't have your spirit in your body, you lose your psychic radar, you don't have any spiritual intuitiveness. And then that thing can happen to you. You probably all have that situation to where you go, man, I don't know what happened, but I kind of blanked out. Or, man, I wish I would have known about that. Or I had this insight afterwards. Well, that's because your spirit came in. You weren't home. So your spirit's there to help and protect you. So we'll be closing here. So what I'm going to say is stay in your body and have a very nice evening. The light's all that there is. Everything else is mind. And if you want to be in the light, you have to stay out of the mind energy. So stay with your spirit, and I'll just say signing off. Blessings to all of you, and we have a show tomorrow night, and they'll be going to the light ship with those who come on the line. So blessings to all of you, and good night.